Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We got a great show for you today, obviously. The World Series continues, game number two. Coming up tonight between the Astros and the Braves, and the Astros down 0-1 at home.
They're in trouble.
Well, this time, they lose game two and go down 0-2 going back to Atlanta. I mean, I'm keeping the faith, but they might not get back to a Houston if that happens.
Yeah, it could be rough. Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
And I'll be in Atlanta for games 4 and 5. Looking forward to it this coming weekend. So I'll be down
That's
there.
That's good.
Could be a clincher.
Stay away from that other place.
Nah,
go to the games. Go enjoy the games.
I'm going to the game.
Good,
but
clean,
I got,
family
know.
Fun.
That's during the day.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, man. All right, we are the Odd Couple. That's my man, Rob Parker. I'm Chris. You can follow us on social media, too. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on Twitter, at RobParkerFSR. On the gram, Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble of MLBBro.com coming up at the bottom of this hour. It'll be more baseball talk there, but plenty of football and NBA as we go on through these 3 hours. So keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. We got DJ Alex Tyshirt in the house on the ones and twos on a Worship Wednesday. Super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, that's right, the loquacious one, Mr. Brian Finley. All right, Rob, let's get it started. Last night, LeBron James sat out with an ankle injury. And we are, what, just 4 games in, and he missed game number 4 with the ankle injury. He's going to sit out tonight as well against Oklahoma City. Obviously, that's a back-to-back for the Lakers. But have no fear. Russell Westbrook is here. And last night, Rob, Russell Westbrook showed you, and I knew, but I'm sure the way he looked his first 3 games, he obviously didn't play very well, was averaging 6 turnovers almost a game, second in the league, 12 points a game, shooting 9%. I didn't misspeak. 9% from three in the first 3 games.
Is that a typo? But you can't have an audio typo. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to figure it out.
Right. But, you know, he's not going to – let's just face it, Rob. He's not going to put up Russell Westbrook numbers with LeBron and AD. He's not. Now, he can do it with one of them. And last night it was him and AD. And Westbrook got 27 shots up. AD got 31 up. And so Russ was fantastic, 33 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 steals, and only 3 turnovers. And Anthony Davis, 35, 17, 4 blocks, and 4 dimes. And they edged. So let's not make it out like they beat Brooklyn. They edged 1-3 San Antonio in overtime. So. But they won, and everybody's happy in L.A. What were your thoughts, Rob?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. It wasn't like they were playing world beaters, and they blew them out of the gym. We knew that Russell Westbrook was going to play better. The only thing I think people are now looking at, and I think this is where they're off, is they're like, see, I told you this is why the Lakers needed Westbrook. Because if those other guys are out or something, or they're not playing, he can help them through the regular season. He can put up numbers. They can win those regular season games. You know, LeBron, sit out. AD, you're going to be hurt down the road. All right, it's no big deal, no big whoop. But the only problem is, in order for the Lakers to do, Chris, what people are talking about, and the only thing that would validate the season, is about getting to the finals and winning a championship. Right. That's what LeBron is about. Nothing else. It ain't about making no playoffs. Stop it. It's about winning a championship. That's why I put together, you know, the 2010 All-Star team in an attempt to try to win a championship.
There is some truth to that.
No, you know.
There is a lot of truth to that.
So what is 2021, Chris? But it's the 2010 All-Star team.
There is a lot of truth to that.
And here's the other part. If you're buying that whole scenario of him being great when those guys, one of those two guys are missing, what about when all three are together? And in order to win, Chris, all three have to play together. And the numbers he put up last night will not happen if LeBron's playing. Hello? Is this thing on? They won't happen. You can kid yourself all you want. No, they won't. And that's the problem you have. I don't think the fit is right. I don't think it works either way. Because ultimately, Chris, it has to work where all three fit together and can win through the Western Conference, get to the finals, and give themselves a chance. That's what I don't see. I don't see it yet. Maybe they work their way into it. Maybe somebody takes a big step back or whatever. But I don't believe this bicycle is rolling, Chris, if only two wheels are rolling. You need all three.
But you said a lot, and most of which I agree with, Rob. Let me address your points. Number one, yes, as you said, you got Russell Westbrook to win it all, period. Now, a fringe benefit of that, yes, is that if LeBron's hurt or if AD's hurt, and I don't think, honestly, it would go as swimmingly as it did last night if it was just LeBron and Russ rather than Russ and AD.
Right.
But anyway, you having a big three, that's one of the benefits, right? If one goes down, you still have two other superstars. So sure. And the Lakers have been horrible without LeBron since he's been in L.A. The previous 3 years, they're 23-35 without him. And we saw the problems with that last year, Rob, when they were 30-15 with him, 12-15 without him, and they finished as the seventh seed in the play-in tournament.
Yep.
And then you get Phoenix in the first round. Now, maybe if they could win some games without him, they'd have got a better first-round matchup. Maybe LeBron gets healthier by the second round, and who knows what happens. You're not winning a championship, but they could have been better. So I get that. It is a benefit. Last night, they lose that game, most likely, if they don't have a Russell Westbrook. It also, Rob, can be a benefit even in games that LeBron plays, but when he sits out, right? So you keep Westbrook in, and he can do his thing, and you won't lose ground, presumably, when LeBron's on the bench. So I get all that. But as you said, at the end of the day, they all three have to play together.
Yes.
So that was nice last night, but that's not what it's going to be. And not only in games like in the playoffs, Rob, at the end of games in the regular season. Westbrook's not going to be happy on the bench at the end of a game. So they have to work, how do we fit these three guys together? They have to play, to me, Rob, as many games as they can. Yeah, you can get a rest here or there. But for the most part, they need to play together
and Chris,
figure it out. And if they lose some regular season games, you know, not a big deal. We know they're going to make the playoffs and be fine. But they've got to work out the kinks during this regular season.
And just like we saw the adjustment made, right, by James Harden in Brooklyn, Chris. I'm the point guard.
Right.
I'm dishing. Right? He changed. That's what made it easy. If this was the Harden from Houston taking 30 shots a night,
right,
it wouldn't have worked. It wouldn't have worked. He was the one who decided that this was going to be the best way for him to fit in with the other two, and it worked. And we saw it last year when those guys were together. I know it wasn't a lot, but there was no question about who the guy was who's taking a shot, you know, the options, where people are, Chris, who's handling the basketball. It worked. It worked.
Well, the advantage that that Brooklyn team had over this Lakers team, too, Rob, is that they all three were great shooters.
Yep.
And go. Durant doesn't dominate the ball. Harden, yeah, he dribbles more than the other two, but he was the point guard, so he's handling the ball. And Kyrie, even though you could argue in the past he's kind of somewhat ball dominant, I guess, but he, you know, he played with LeBron before they won a championship, so he can shoot so well that he doesn't have to be ball dominant either. And that made it easier for them. It's not going to be as easy for the Lakers because none of their big three are great shooters. Unless this, like, LeBron is hot right now from 3, 48%, but he's going to come back to the mean. He's career 36. If he shoots 38, I mean, that would be great. I don't know if he'll do that, but it'd be great if he could shoot between 38 and 40 from three. But the bottom line is none of them are great shooters. Rob, I will say this, though. You're right. It's not, everybody knows it's not a great fit. I think even those three know it's not a great fit. But I did see something last night that Frank Vogel should go to that I think could work for them.
All right,
What you saw last night, Rob, is that Westbrook was getting into the paint, right? The paint was wide open. If you look at the shot chart, most of Westbrook and AD's points came in the paint.
Okay.
Because it was open, they had AD playing center a lot, especially in the second half. They started the overtime with AD at center. And so you had AD, Malik Monk, who's become a really good three-point shooter. He spreads the floor. You had AD at center. He can stretch the floor. So that lane's open. So here's what I suggest for the Lakers, Rob. Forget the DeAndre Jordan experiment. I don't know why they're doing that anyway. You need to start Anthony Davis at center. LeBron, when you're healthy, Anthony Davis, LeBron, Westbrook, Malik Monk, and Kent Bazemore.
Okay.
Because you can then have the spread the floor, and that opens the lane up for Westbrook to penetrate, even if whether he's on the ball or not. Once he gets it, the lane will be open.
Right,
he can go to the hole. LeBron obviously has the lane open if he wants to go. And same thing with AD. And Monk, like I said, and Bazemore, they're pretty good shooters. So you got a couple shooters out there, Rob. You got some size. LeBron, AD, and Westbrook are all very good rebounders.
But you
won't lose rebounding. They're not rebounding well when they're big anyway. So that's what I would go to. And then you got Dwight when you really need to play big.
But is AD willing? He's been reluctant, Chris, to play center.
Like, why isn't he there right now? You're right.
Exactly.
I think that
should have been automatic, to be honest. That shouldn't have been even a thought.
And they were talking about that.
Right.
Remember, there was talk about that, but it hadn't really happened.
But it hasn't happened, materialized. And I think that's like the adjustment like James Harden made when he went to Brooklyn.
Good point. And Kyrie made a sacrifice getting off the ball.
And Kyrie gave up the basketball. Right. He was the point guard. He had the rock, and he gave it up. And whether you know, it was his idea or not – you know, the way it was painted, you know, Kyrie saying the heart, you know, whatever. It feels good. I told him to take the rock.
Exactly.
Whatever, but it got done. And the same thing with AD. I need to play center, and this is the way we got to go.
You're absolutely
right. I don't know why they haven't gotten there.
Well, guys are weird about this. Now, Anthony Davis, Rob, has always said he doesn't want to play center. Remember, Tim Duncan didn't want to be labeled as a center. But let's face it, he was a center. And we all rank him as a power forward. You can argue that with David Robinson. But once Robinson was gone, the center was Tim Duncan for the most part.
Yep.
All right, Kevin Garnett, Rob, remember, never wanted to be listed as a seven-footer, even though he's 7 feet. Kevin Durant doesn't want to be viewed as a seven-footer, even though he's close to that, if not that. And so guys are funny. They don't want to be seen as this big clodding center, I guess. But here's what I say to AD. AD, the center position is completely different nowadays. Who you banging with?
Right, there's nobody to bang.
Banging with nobody for 40 minutes anymore? Nobody's posting you up. You don't have to face a Shaq, even an old Dwight Howard, an Alonzo Mourning, God forbid, a David Robinson, Hakeem Olajuwon, or Patrick Ewing. I mean, those days are over. You ain't banging. Look, Rob, Joel Embiid is on the perimeter more than half the time.
Right.
He's bringing the ball up. Nikola Jokic is on the perimeter bringing the ball up. So what's the fear, AD? Come on, man. You got to get over that. Like you said, Rob, the Nets made sacrifices.
You got to make a
These
sacrifice.
These guys have to make sacrifices. Heck, let's go back to the Warriors, Rob. Steph and Klay made sacrifices. Draymond to welcome in KD.
Yep. If they didn't do that.
That's what it takes when you want to put these guys together and make it work. So
100%.
All right. Let's throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Did Russell Westbrook's performance last night without LeBron James justify the trade for the Lakers? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the
music?
Fox Sports Radio studios. You like that, right?
That's church
you,
music
it's,
there?
It's some hot hip-hop out there that's uplifting God, man. Real talk.
Wow.
Real talk.
I mean, that music might even get me to throw a couple of shekels into the to the plate.
Hey, you can make a donation to the King Movement. We will definitely accept. Why don't you donate one of your weekend shekel runs?
I'll do that.
To the kingdom.
Done.
All right.
Not last night. Definitely not. But Shekel City is coming up, Chris, in about 25 minutes.
Yeah, it is. And so is Foul or Fair. But first, we got the Breeders' Cup, Rob. That's coming up. And look, they come from all over the globe, every corner of it, to get in the Breeders' Cup. The best thoroughbreds from around the world with one goal in mind, and that, of course, is the title of world champion. Visit BreedersCup.com/2021 for more information and catch all the action live on November 5th and 6th. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you feel much better about the Westbrook fit after last night when he played great without LeBron? And does that justify the trade? What you think?
All right, let's kick it off with our man, Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What up,
hey,
brother?
Guys, how you guys doing, man? I've been in my NBA basement, so I've been watching my game since preseason. Just wanted to let you know that, Mr. Analyst.
Okay.
Mr. Analyst Broussard.
All right, let's hear some knowledge. Let's hear it.
All right, this is what I've seen since the beginning. I don't know if it fits yet, and I don't think if they know. I think Vogel is still trying to figure out combinations. But you're absolutely right about one thing. AD's got to get his ass in there and play center
because that's
where he's best at. And I can tell you, the two guys I see in sync, and I think he's going to play a key here, Melo fits. Melo finds spots to get shots, and Melo still has low post game they can go to. Melo fits there, and they're using him. Russ is finding him, and Melo is an expert at finding those little spots around the free throw line, and he still can get in that post, and he still got moves. Melo fits there.
I think Melo's
the key to watch.
I'll give you that, but here's the caveat. He'll do it every now and then. Wow. Last night he was 4 points, 1-for-7 shooting in 30 minutes. That's age. Like, if you saw that one night where he had 20, that was great. He's going to do that once
consistent.
Every 3 weeks.
He can't do that every night.
Right. He can't do that regularly.
No.
It's wrong to think it. Yeah. You're going to get a lot of bad games.
If you're banking on that, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, you're in trouble. If that's your answer, here it is, Rob. Melo for these four games, 9 points, 16 points, 28 points, 4 points.
Right.
He's going to be up and down. And that's fine because – Shame on you if you expect more.
Right, but that's 37 years old. That's what you expect.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
All right, how about Tim in Ontario, California? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
Odd Couple. You know I got to tell the truth to the Laker fans?
Yes.
Listen, did they get Westbrook because LeBron wants to take vacations on back-to-backs? Or
the problem with that. See, I hear you, but think about it. LeBron wants Kareem's record, so he's trying to play as much as he can.
Oh, no, you're right.
He's not trying to sit out.
He's not playing. I agree with you, Chris.
No, for real, though, they got the easiest schedule coming up. And so he's going to get some numbers on OKC. He got Houston back-to-back. I mean, he's got his guys in an NBA office working his schedule, so that's good for him. But for real, though, they got to be on the court together. We're seeing that early on that the NBA teams that are successful right now are the ones with chemistry that have been working together and grinding. And the Lakers, I mean, beating Spurs because they're young and unexperienced. Right. They had the lead late, but they missed. Yeah, they missed six free throws consecutively.
They missed six free throws in a row. That was the game.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yep.
It was incredible.
That was the game.
Right. No doubt about it.
All right, Tim, appreciate the call. Yeah, that was crazy.
Rob.
But you miss free throws, you don't win.
That's right. We got our man J.R. Gamble coming up next for Foul or Fair. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It is Foul or Fair, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio segment. We go around the baseball diamond to discuss all the biggest headlines in the MLB. In order to do so properly, we had to bring in a big dog, someone who knows baseball better than anyone on the planet.
What?
Someone who doesn't make us look like we're a second-rate radio show.
Wow.
J.R. Gamble.
Yes, sir. You know it. At least he calls it right, fellas. And I don't have a problem making you guys look good because you deserve it.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
That's like a backhanded compliment. I love it.
Talk about going to a brother's head.
Man.
Now, again, it is a special matinee edition because the World Series can kick off here in about 30 minutes. So let's get started, guys. Question number one, JR. Before the World Series started, Astros, Alex Bregman, Carlos Correa, and Jose Altuve all said to a man, they're not out to prove anything to anyone. More specifically, they don't think they need to win this ring to legitimize the one they already won in 2017 by cheating. So, JR, here's the question. Foul or fair to say that the only way the Astros, they got something to prove in this series?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Winning this season would go a long way towards cleaning, you know, some of the stench off that 2017 World Series ring that was aided by one of the biggest cheating scandals in baseball history. But do they have to win? Well, the World Series remains. They still have their ring. So 2017 counts in the record books. But if still this season, haters will say, see, you didn't cheat, so you didn't win. But they pounded on people for 162 games. And if they could pull it off and get Dusty his first ring, they'd be exonerated in my mind.
It's fair.
It's a fair ball.
They got to win. All right. Yeah, to a degree, a small degree, they've exonerated themselves because they have been so good since they were caught cheating. I get all that. But at the end of the day, we don't remember the runner-ups. Do we think about that Atlanta team with Smoltz, Glavine, and Maddox as a all-time great team? We generally remember them as the guys who kept getting there but couldn't get it done most of the time. All right? And so the Cleveland Indians, who they beat for their one World Series, similar. Really good but couldn't get over the hump. And the Dodgers are kind of viewed like that at this point. 9 times to the postseason straight. And only one World Series to account for it. So, yeah, they need to win. They got one World Series, this group, and you cheated to get it. And so, yes, you need to win this. You got to prove to us, as good as you are, we acknowledge you're great. But you really have to win it for us to really give you your flowers.
I'm going to say foul.
That is a foul ball.
Only from this standpoint, Chris makes a good argument. I hear JR's argument, but it won't matter. Even if they win, people will still not let them off the hook for 2017. The Dodgers who lost aren't going to be like, oh, okay, yeah, we lost that 2017. No, the pounding of the garbage cans and the whistle and the doodads underneath Altuve's
the transistor
jersey,
radio,
all that, none of that's going to go away.
My wife, don't show my chest.
Don't show my chest, exactly.
He doesn't
none of that is going to wash away what happened to the Yankees in 2017 and game, you know, in the ALCS, or to the Dodgers in the World Series. So I ain't buying it.
Right. LA fans will still be calling. What were they calling for? And they wanted the ring, right?
Right. They wanted it to be turned over
or whatever it was.
Speaking of Los Angeles, the Dodgers are not in the World Series. They got bounced out. But they do got several big names in free agency this winter, including Clayton Kershaw, Max Scherzer, Corey Seager, and Kenley Jansen. Of those four, JR, is it foul or fair to say the Dodgers should prioritize bringing back Seager over the other three?
You sure we're not talking about the Lakers? Foul.
That is a foul ball.
Seager is the one player with the least mileage. He's only 27. All those other guys are well over 30. And all. If we're just talking baseball business and the way that is done today, then maybe you bring back Scherzer because he's such a bulldog and he can still get you high quality innings here and there. Kershaw is finished, and Jansen's had his run in L.A. So Seager and Trey Turner is a great infield for the future. He's under 30, but the other guys, nah, man, it's time.
I say it's foul.
That is a foul ball.
I don't think it's – Seager's not the number one priority. It's Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer at the top of the rotation with Buehler and Urias. I mean, those are the guys, the future of the Dodgers. So those three guys. But Scherzer, you need an ace at the top of the rotation. And it's not going to be Seager and Trey Turner. Trey Turner might play shortstop and replace Seager. So I don't look at it that way. And they could do something else at second base with maybe Lux or something there because he can't play the outfield. So, no, the priority is not Seager. The priority is Max Scherzer.
At 70 years old, right.
Let's make it a hat trick. Yeah. It's foul.
That is a foul ball.
For all the things they said, I mean, look, they got plenty of hitting. And they can, you know, they got star power, you know, all over that lineup without Seager, as good as he is. What they need is pitching. And Scherzer still, I think, we had an under 2.0 ERA with the Dodgers. Right. And his, for the whole season, it was like, one of the best, if not the best, of his career. He was under three. So he's still got a lot left. I know his last outing in the postseason wasn't great. But still, he did win two games in the playoffs. So I definitely think Scherzer's a priority, especially with Kershaw being done. No doubt about it. Scherzer's number one guy you go after.
You heard 10 starts next year.
That's right. You heard that, America. The Odd Couple wants to have an old roster. So don't listen to what they say about the Lakers.
Oh, that's LA. Guys. That's LA.
They love the old
Dodgers
guys.
Right. Hey, the only problem, Rob G, is he pitches only once every fifth day. He ain't out there every
night. Hey, from what we've seen, LeBron only plays once every fifth day, too. All right, here we go. Number three, last one. JR Gamble from MLB Bro here with the Odd Couple. JR, Braves pitcher Charlie Morton threw 16 pitches on a broken leg yesterday before he got pulled.
My God.
Obviously, injury like that, he's out for the rest of the season. Sucks for him. But, JR, foul or fair to say that Morton's 16 pitches we regarded as the single most impressive feat of these playoffs?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
Maybe of these playoffs. So you said of these playoffs. Naturally. I mean, he broke his leg. But I would say that we want to really look at it bigger, like all time. Because how many people have broke their legs and pitched Bob Gibson at an incident? It's cool, but the real dude is Curt Schilling. I give him that. He went, but he did, you know, it's like Morton didn't go more than 16 pitches. Schilling's bloody sock is still more iconic.
Catch up.
And the fact that he pitched deep into the game and shut down a dynasty team, that can't be touched. So nice job by Morton. Real tough, real gritty, but not one of the all-time greatest tough guy act as far as what we'll remember.
Yeah, I'm foul as well.
That is a foul ball.
And you mean these playoffs, Rob G. Even so.
Yes, sir.
Like, if they don't win it, we're going to look at him, man, what a tough dude. That was – what a performance. Give him his props. Give him his love. All that. Yeah. He'll get recognized for it and remembered for it. But if they don't win the series, you know, it'll be a nice footnote. If somebody, Altuve or whoever – you know, has some great iconic hit or comeback win. I mean, we talked about the Astros getting all these runs with two outs. There could be a huge play or rally by them or the break. You know, whatever it could be. There are plays that will outshine those 16 pitches. As heroic as it was, it won't be the thing we most remember from this series.
I'm going to agree. I think it's foul.
That is a foul ball.
But I knew something was wrong when he got a comebacker to the mound and he threw his foot over the first base instead of the ball. So I
that won't be remembered either. That joke.
But no, it was. I agree. It would have to be like he pitched 8 innings on a broken leg.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right,
like not 16 pitches. It just wasn't long enough. If he pitched or got the win and pitched 6-7 strong innings,
right,
and then they realized, you know, his leg was hanging
absolutely
by lunch meat, you know, and he still was able to make it work, that would be different.
All and right, Rob Parker wants credit for talking on the radio for 2 different shows a day, you know. But this guy pitched with a broken leg, but it's I'm not impressed.
Right.
All right.
It is the Odd Couple. Thank you, J.R. Gamble. We appreciate your knowledge, brother.
Yes, sir.
Man, I appreciate you guys. I'll see you later on as the World Series progresses.
All right. And well, I'll be in Atlanta.
Folks are calling tonight's game, too. I think you did a must-win for the Houston Astros. We'll get into that next, plus a little Shekel City. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Come on, yeah. All right. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, Worship Wednesday. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, people, you know what to do. Go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and the number one battery destination in these United States of America. All right, Rob, before we get into this World Series preview for game number 2, let's get a little Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Man.
Can I say something quickly,
Rob?
You
can say whatever you want. Go ahead.
Why? And I'm not going to diss you for last night's horrible showing, but why does your theme music sound like Saved by the Bell?
It's
all right, because I'm Saved by the Bell. Play it again, Alex. It sounds just like Saved by the Bell.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks the spread.
Hey, Rob G, who is this again, Alex? I forgot.
Because I'm Saved by the Bell. I'm beating the odds again.
All right.
Close, man.
It is.
It's close.
Because
I'm Saved by the Bell.
Molly Hatchet, Beating the Odds is the name of the song.
That's right.
Molly Hatchet?
Yep.
Beating odds.
Beating the odds.
Like
listen to that. Say by the bell. Beating the odds again.
All right. Well, hopefully we're going to get it in by the bell before the bets are closed. All right. Can we do that real quick?
I'm just
saying. If people
want
to follow,
that's all I'm
saying. It is time for Shekel City. It's not sponsored yet by Caesar Sportsbook, but it will be. How's that? All right. I'm going to take the Bucks. -6.5. Maybe. I know I was 0-3 last night. I got to make amends. All right, Bucks -6.5 at home against the T-Wolves. I like that game a lot, Bucks. I'm going to take the Lakers -5 against the Thunder. I know there's no LeBron. Thunder just at home. It ain't like a big spread. If it was bigger, maybe I would figure that the Thunder might cover 8 or 9.
Thunder's darn near a college team.
You know what I mean?
You know
but they're 5. I think the Lakers can get that. And then the other one is the Cavs have been surprising, Chris. They've been winning a few games. They're not as bad as I thought they were, but they're playing the Clippers tonight in L.A., and I got the Clippers minus -8. They blew out Portland. Did you see that early on? The Clippers.
Damian Lillard's off to a really slow start.
Yeah, he's struggling. But there you go. So I got Bucks minus -6.5, Lakers minus -5, Clippers minus -8, and we'll, you know, I'm not telling you to bet, but I'm telling you what I'm betting. So there you go, a little Shekel City.
Do it!
All right, that's our man Rob Parker with Shekel City. All right, Rob, tonight,
Are you nervous?
I wouldn't say nervous, but, you know, they better get it done. I'm not even going to say it's over because, Rob, we've seen crazy things happen.
Oh, yeah, no. The Yankees, we talked about it before. In 2004, the Yankees were up 2-0 and got swept the next four games. That was in the ALCS.
You're talking about with Boston? They were up 3-0, weren't they?
3-0, 3-0, right. Yeah, and 3-0. They got swept. They lost all four. Right. So we know that
anything can happen.
It's not
absolutely
over, right?
But, yeah, I mean, they need to get this win. I think they will. I'm expecting a night from Altuve. Because, Rob, look, he's obviously, you said it yesterday, he's one of the best postseason players, at least statistically, that we've seen. And
he's
I get
numbers.
It. There's more games now than there used to be, of course. So, you know, they got to take that into account. But what is he, third all time in postseason home runs?
Which is unbelievable. Yep, it is.
Right.
He's third.
And he's hitting 176, Rob, for the postseason, or 178. Wasn't good against Boston.
They need
him. He's got like two hits in his last like six games. So, yeah, he's due, and I think he'll have a big game tonight or at least get a few hits, and I think they win.
This is what, to me, Chris, I picked the Braves, and now they're playing with house money. I'm not saying that they're going to throw away tonight's game and feel like, well, we won game one.
Right.
All you want to do is go on the road and split, right? And then you come back to Atlanta. Don't forget, Chris, it's three games in Atlanta. It's 2-3-2.
Right.
Okay? So if they get another one, then they're back home for three games with the idea that they only need to win two. They just don't see – there's something about them. I remember when the Mets made a run in 2015. Chris, they didn't have the greatest team, right? They made it in, and they got to the World Series. Now, they didn't win. They lost to the Kansas City Royals in 2015, but they had some mojo. And last night, if I saw the graphic correct, they were the first team in World Series history to score a run in each of the first three innings.
They were.
That never
in game
happened
one.
Before.
In game one,
right.
Right.
The first three innings. So they came out swinging. They weren't tentative. And they put themselves in a great spot. And tonight, there's no pressure on Atlanta at all. Would you agree with me, Chris? Like tonight, you could just go out and play.
Right.
Like we got our win. There's no pressure. It's all on the Astros. They got to make the plays. They got to get the timely hits that they've been getting all postseason, Chris, with the two outs. They need to do that.
No, I agree. And you brought up the Mets. I think the better comparison is the Washington team, Nationals, a few years ago. Because remember, they came on late as well, just like the Braves did. And they just had it going, right? And without Bryce Harper, I mean, who left them in free agency. So we'll see. Keep it locked. 2 hours left.